Hey guys, something I found out as I was studying the text that was pretty interesting to me is found in the middle of Esther 9 when all of the names of Haman's sons are listed out. And it's interesting to me for two reasons. First of all, it's the only time in the Bible that in the original Hebrew, the names were listed separately, like almost as in a separate part of the text in a different column. It's as though the author is trying to signify that these sons were truly like the enemies of God. They were separate from his word in the text, which I thought was interesting. And then second of all, every single one of the meanings of the names of Haman's sons all had the word self in it. So one of his sons was named something that meant curious self. The other was named self-pity. Another one was named something that meant self-sufficient. Another one, self-indulgent. Another one, self-assertive or self-ambition. All of Haman's sons had the name self in it. And it tells us more about Haman, about how self-focused he was to name his kids all of these names that had to do with the self. It also reminds us that self-centeredness, pride, it really does come before the fall. And it really is a reminder that all of these selves were literally put to death. And in our lives, our self-focused desires and self-centered needs need to be put to death as well. And so that is what I'm thinking about today.